Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to be with you here today. We are recording this December, it feels like the 17th, and I wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Yes, a Merry Christmas, not a Happy Holidays. It's okay if you don't celebrate Christmas. You can still have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. Just wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas. All right, that said, on a completely un-Christmas-like theme, I wanted to go into a story that is probably the people, when I do speaking or whatever, the one that fascinates people the most. Is getting kicked out of casinos for counting cards. And we're going to, more importantly, we're going to tie that into what we learned from that into how to grow your cleaning company in a nice little bow. It's going to be fantastic. So I have, the truth is I've been kicked out of 4 or 5 casinos, maybe 6 for counting cards, which is weird in my mind because there's nothing illegal about counting cards. It's just paying attention or paying close attention, right? It's weird that they can offer a game of skill and only let the drunk, unskilled players play. And if you're good and you pay attention, they kick you out. So that's an odd deal, but that's a different conversation for a different day. So just a little bit of background, because I don't know why, but people are fascinated with the idea of counting cards. And they think if you can just count cards, like, why don't you just do that full time? You just go to the casino and count cards and, you know, make millions of dollars, blah, 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 and you're rich, right? So the reality is that's not even close to the case. Oh, by the way, if you dig this podcast and love it, subscribe, rate, review, tell a friend, refer, all that good stuff. We do it based on your support, right? So you guys give us amazing feedback, good reviews, let us know that
I'm
you like it.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Siri thought I said something. I didn't, Siri, just leave me alone. Sorry about that. What are you going to do? But yeah, we do this based on your feedback. So if you love it and you're getting value, let us know so we can do more. And if you hate it, I guess let us know so our feelings can be hurt. We'll try harder. Okay. So the reality is, honestly to goodness, counting cards gives you a very small advantage. The best card counters in the world might have a 2% advantage over the house, which means if you had a jar of jelly beans and 50 were white and 50 were black and you had to pull out one jelly bean, you'd have a 50-50 chance. The best card counters in the world put it in their favor, so there's 52 white jelly beans and 48 black jelly beans, and when they pull in, they still have a pretty good chance of getting a black jelly bean, right? And then the problem is you don't get to keep pulling. You have to put it back in and, you know, take it out. So that's the best in the world. And that's assuming that you're able to play perfectly. The reality is they don't like you counting cards, so they kind of shuffle up. And there's all sorts of weird stuff that you can do. But the trick to counting cards and how we relate that to your business is people think you have to count memorize every card of the deck. I couldn't possibly do that. I'm not that bright. But you don't. Certain cards that are removed from the deck add value, make it give advantage to the casino, and certain cards that are removed from the deck improve the odds of the player. So all you do is pay attention to what cards are removed from the deck, and when cards that help you are removed, the count goes up, and when cards that help the dealer remove, the count goes down. That's really it. And then you just, when you know who the deck favors, you can modify how you play and what you bet and all that sort of stuff. So you bet bigger when you've got the advantage and smaller when the casino has the advantage. The problem is, even when you've got a like 5, 6, 7, 8% advantage in that one, you know, this perfect deck where it's at, you can still lose a hand. Even a 5 or 6% advantage, there's a massive advantage on that one hand, you can still lose, right? Fun story, right? But the reality is, okay, great. How on God's green earth does this have anything to do with my cleaning company and how I can grow it? The reality is with business, it's often not the best player or owner. It's the player or owner that picks the best rules. And that's another thing. Different casinos offer different amount of decks and different rules. And just, you know, each rule might have a 0.5% or a 1% advantage or disadvantage to the house or to the dealer and different decks. You know, there's all this stuff, right? So first you have to kind of pick the best rules. And more importantly, the winners are the ones long-term that manage their state and manage their budget. So when the opportunity arrives, they're ready, right? So because the way this works, again, even if you're counting cards and you're really, 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 really good, you can still have a terrible time of bad luck, right? There's people that are awful at blackjack and they can win, right? Just by sheer luck. So luck has a lot to do with it in the short term, right? So if I was going to play five hands of blackjack, I could play perfectly and lose, and I could play terribly and win. It doesn't matter. But if I was going to play a million hands of blackjack with that advantage, you're almost guaranteed to win. So here's the problem. A lot of times, but if you lose all your money, right? If you bet too big or too aggressively and whatever your stake is that you're going into play with, if you lose all that, game's over. Doesn't matter if you're just about to finally start winning. If you're out of money, you're out of money. So the same thing kind of happens with business, right? It's often the player that, no matter what happens, controls how he or she responds to the circumstance and makes sure that they protect their budget and their time and their ability to focus and go forward, right? So COVID is a perfect example of that, right? For many people, certainly in Cleaning Nation, we'll get fear and overwhelm, and they'll focus on, you know, on the residential, they might go, well, I had 30 customers and 20 of them don't want me to come, right? And when they focus on that, basically, and when I say that, I'm talking about the things that they can't control, right? So outside of our business are things that we can't control. Other human beings we can't control, right? So same within blackjack, whatever the next card is, right? I might do the exact hit or stay or do whatever the right exact right thing is, and the next card could come. I have no control over that, and it could do me good or do me harm. I don't know. But what I can't control is how I respond to each circumstance over the long haul. That's really, really what's important. So many of us in business get really focused on what happened in this hand of blackjack or that hand or the next hand. And we lose sight of the long term. And the reality is, the more that we increase our focus on the things that we can control, the bigger our sphere of influence becomes. So COVID's a perfect example. We cannot control COVID, the fact that it showed up into our lives. We can't control how other people respond to COVID, right? Our clients, our employees, the government. But we can control our response to COVID, right? So when people say, and the facts might be, I had 50, we'll just go residential, I had 50 recurring clients before COVID, and COVID hit, and now I've got 20 recurring clients, right? The problem is we tend to focus on the clients that are lost. And even in that, you can still, when I say focus on the clients that are lost, we don't do anything about it. We just look and go, oh, woe is me. You know, COVID took me out. The reality is, more times than not, they're not firing you. They're afraid, right, that they're going to get sick. The beautiful thing is you control how you respond to that. So all you have to do really is reframe you and your team being in their home from something that's bringing danger and sickness into their home to something that's preventing and protecting them from sickness, right? My little guy is 5, and he just had his some of his vaccines this morning. He was shocked at mommy that she would hurt him, right? The doctor stuck the needle. He's like, why would you do that? And she's like, to protect you, because so you don't get sick. And he said, well, but you know, I'm not sick. And she goes, well, sometimes you've got to take, you know, it's like a shield around you, right? That's going to protect you from getting sick in the future, so you can always play. And the reality is, she shifted, and also she gave him 5 marshmallows. So when he gets home, he's going to get 5 marshmallows, which is a king's ransom for him. He loves the marshmallows. So she sold him, right? He was saying, I do not want this stick in my arm. This hurts. I don't like it. But when she unassociated the stick with pain and reassociated with him being able to play and being safe and getting 5 marshmallows, all of a sudden now, you know, I wouldn't be, knowing how that kid likes marshmallows, I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back and goes, hey, can I go to the doctor again and get another shot, right? So when people quit, certainly we have the ability to influence them, right? All we have to do is reframe that belief of you coming into my home or my business is going to expose me to sickness and risk, and reframe that to me not coming into your home or your business is going to expose you to sickness or risk, right? We sell the solution that people want. So that's on the people there. But let's say you're like, I did that, Mike. You don't understand. They're unreasonably freaked out. There's nothing I can say. Okay, here's the deal. And again, we'll stay on residential and we'll talk commercial a little bit. I'm in Phoenix. It's a really big city, metro of like 5 million. Let's say one of our clients, Spencer, I love Spencer. He's in Pocatello, Idaho. He's commercial, but I think there's like 50,000 people, and he also does Idaho Falls. They call it 100,000 people or whatever. So of those 100,000 people, maybe there's 20,000 that use cleaning service. Even if half of them said, oh my gosh, I can't have it in my house, it's going to be terrible, blah, blah, blah. And the other half said, oh my gosh, I'm home all the time, I absolutely need the cleaning, I need someone to sanitize, I can't keep up with this, the kids are home, it's driving me nuts, I need a clean space. That's still 10,000 people. So when you're like, you know, I had 40 people before the COVID and now I've got 20. You're focusing on the 20 that you lost. I would encourage you to focus on the 10,000 that are out there that desperately need your help. Same goes with commercial, right? So with a commercial, and by the way, guys, gals, the I don't know if the cleaning, in my humble opinion, I don't know if the cleaning market has gone down. I think it's just shrunk into fewer people, right? So in the commercial, you know, a lot of, oh, my customers, they weren't essential, they were shut down, blah, 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 blah. The reality is people are still doing stuff. So even the people that are open, their cleaning needs might have been, oh, come by once a night or once, you know, 2-3 times a week or whatever the case may be. Now, if they're considered essential, they've probably quadrupled their traffic. They've infinitely increased their exposure to sickness and their risk and their whatever. So their cleaning budget might have been $1,000 a month before, it might be $5,000 or $6,000. They might need day porters and sanitization throughout the day. So the big thing I want you to get when it comes to either counting cards or playing in business, and I do like, by the way, guys, gals, think of this business can be a game, right? It doesn't have to all be, it is serious, but if we're not having fun, something's wrong, right? So we can't control the next card that comes. We can't control if the government shuts down or opens up or if COVID cases rise or COVID cases go down. And just as a little bonus, guys, gals, I got to tell you, this isn't a political thing or anything, and you guys do what you want. But I've been living my life the way I've been living my life, right? Haven't really changed. I don't look at CNN, Facebook. I stay off all that stuff. If only time I'm on Facebook is to serve you guys, but I stay away from all that sort of stuff. And for better or for worse, it just hasn't really affected me, right? It hasn't been in my mind. But if I was constantly tuning into, and again, it's any of the news, Fox, CNN, it doesn't matter. But if I was constantly tuning into any data source that was like, the world sucks, everything sucks, everyone's dying, there's nothing you can do, the world's shutting down, this is the biggest pandemic ever, then it's just going to seep in, right? So I tune into people like you guys. I spend more time in Cleaning Nation with people that I believe that are going to give positive things and focus on things that we can control. And I really would encourage you to do that, right? If there's any influence in your life, whether it's people, right? Sometimes it could be friends or unfortunately family. Certainly it can be media. If that media, those people are just constantly telling you how you have no chance to succeed, everything's failing, everything sucks, it can be easy to wander into that because there's that kind of like warm embrace of, oh, it's not my fault, right? Like, you know, oh, the government will take care of me. Oh, it's okay. Everyone went down for COVID, right? So it's easy to externalize and blame, which makes us feel good. But then ultimately, we're giving up our control over our lives and our future and our outcomes, right? And that's the ultimate slavery. So I really encourage you guys, gals, only accept positive messaging and reality and feedback into your life that is in line with the goal that you want to achieve and the life that you want to live, right? If you want to live in fear and COVID's coming for me and I'm going to die and the economy sucks and there's nothing I can do to escape it, you can tune into that. If you want to live a world of, yeah, sometimes things happen in the world that are good and sometimes that are bad and sometimes things make it easier for my business, sometimes when things make it harder, but I am always going to focus on the thing, how I can react, how I can respond, how I can control my own environment, that's where the power is, right? So again, the next card out of the chute might be good, might be bad. There's really nothing we can do about that. But the most powerful thing that you can do is internalize, what can I do? How can I respond? And never externalize, right? Even when I'm looking for employees, and this is a good way for you to look for employees as well. Look for people that internalize, right? When you're talking to an employee, you go, hey, how was your last job? And it was everybody else's fault. The boss didn't like me. The people sucked. Everybody else sucked. That's all externalization, right? He or she is the constant in his past, but he blames everyone else. What you're looking for is, you know what? It was a really good team. I didn't fit or I had to move on for whatever reason. There's definitely some things that I could have or should have worked on, and I'm working on those now. I'm trying to get better. That internalization is super, super valuable. So I want to encourage you guys, gals, as business owners, probably the number one thing, the number one job that we have is to realize our job is to bend the world, the reality, to our vision, which is hopefully a good vision for other people, right? We want to serve our fellow human, not hurt them, and not bend our life or our business to the world, right? So employees say, that guy fired me, COVID came up, the government did this, I had no choice, and they just kind of get their future is not their own. They kind of get stuck with what the world gives them. Owners, entrepreneurs, we don't do that. We say, I am here to serve and I've got something to give. And when there's something like COVID going on, there's more people that need more service, that need more help. And there's a more opportunity for me to grow and serve my fellow man, right? And I'm going to do it. And guess what? The more of your fellow man that you serve, the more that you tend to make money, the more things come to you, you can hire more people, all that sort of stuff. So, again, you can't control if you're lucky or unlucky, but you can control how much you bet and how you play and how you respond to everything. And I've found over and over and over, having coached hundreds of thousands of owners of cleaning companies, the guys and gals that internalize and focus on their sphere of influence are successful, COVID or not. The people that externalize and focus on things outside of their control tend to struggle and fail, COVID or not. So, if this is scratching where you're itch and you're like, yes, where I need more of this positive like stuff. And by the way, this isn't just positive thinking, right? So I don't want you to think like, oh, if you just listen to people that tell you everything's going to be great, everything will be okay. That's not the case at all. There is a reality that we have to deal with. But big but here, we still get to choose what we focus on. So we still, COVID is a reality. We're going to have to pivot and change our business model, how we do business and how we serve our company or our customers based on that. But again, we have to hold on to that because of I'm going to succeed because of COVID, the way I'm going to succeed might change a little different, as opposed to I'm going to succeed, but because the government did this or a sickness did that, or that guy did the other, then I can't have what I want, right? As soon as we give into that, we don't deserve to be owners anymore. We're no longer leaders. We're followers. We need to lead and go, okay, got it. I am hard focused on this outcome that I'm going to get, this service I'm going to give to the world, this life I'm going to build for myself and my family, and nothing's going to stop me. It might change the tactics and the way that I come about it, but nothing's going to stop me. So if you're digging that and you're like, yes, this is what I need, help me with the coaching and the mindset and all the good stuff I need to actually get the results that I want, that is what we do all day, every day. We have an amazing team of people. We are helping and serving people through COVID. People are having their best, most freedom, the most money they've ever had. And again, we certainly have systems and processes and we love teaching you that stuff, but the mindset has everything to do with it, right? If you are just relegated to the fact that the world won and you lost and everything sucks and you have no control, none of the systems and processes in the world are going to help you even a nickel. But if you are all in on being committed to have the outcome that you want, regardless of how hard it is, then the systems and processes are absolutely there. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We've got over 600 podcasts, blogs, videos. And right at the front, there's a free online on-demand masterclass. That's the best, probably 40 minutes I put together of just everything distilled down, the five shifts that you need to make. It's amazing. And it's like 40, 50 minutes, totally free. The best of the best of what we got. Go get it for free at growmycleaningcompany.com, along with all the other tools. And you can join our Facebook group. There's thousands and thousands of owners, our YouTube channel, all that good stuff. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Can't wait to help you get the results that you want, no matter what the next card out of the chute is. Talk to you soon, Clean Nation.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.